We've been looking at our meal plan that we serve the inmates. Quite frankly, it's horrendous. It costs us a lot of money to feed not very good quality food. So we've taken a look at it to see what our options are. We've talked to some, you know, local. If I can do business local, I would love to do business locally. We're actually in the process of preparing a bid document that we'll send out to everybody locally, to the big companies in the Quad Cities that do this kind of thing. I've got meetings this week with a couple of industrial food suppliers type thing. We want to feed our folks that we're housing better than what we're feeding them now, and hopefully save some money in the process. It has currently expired, and I have not signed a new agreement with them. Kind of what got this started, they wanted their standard 3 or 4% increase that they ask for every year, and I said no, and they said no, and we really haven't come to an agreement yet. So that's what got this whole thing started. We've had concerns about the quality of the food. We've discussed it with the health department folks and believe that we have a potential risk for a foodborne illness type thing. So I'm trying to be proactive and get ahead of it before we have an issue, and also hopefully save some money. As you heard the board tonight talk about the budget, any money we can save is, if we can save $5, we ought to save $5. So that's my goal. I've been around the corrections side of the business down there for long enough to know, back when I was working as a correctional officer, you have something happen to somebody's food, and whether that's another inmate that takes their food, whether that's a low quality, it doesn't get there when they want it. Nothing starts a fight quicker than food. And when we're fighting with inmates, obviously we have a greater risk of, you know, a correctional officer getting injured. That creates further liability to the county. You know, it's a snowball effect. So we're not necessarily looking to make it the Hilton, but we would certainly like to have it be something less than Stalag 17, maybe, you know. So there's a happy medium in there somewhere.